Ronnie Laws. The song is entitled Solid Ground. And that's what we need to be on. Whenever we're taking a position on anything, we need to be on solid ground. Yes, indeed. Solid ground, ladies and gentlemen. Not shaky ground. Solid ground. I think that Senator Warren was on solid ground when she appointed Ann Reed as her chief of staff. She's found to be a very gifted leader, a committed public servant. She has experience serving the country and working to improve the health and well-being of millions of Americans. And Senator Warren saw that background, that experience, as being invaluable as she and others continue to fight to level the playing field. The announcement that Warren tapped Reed for the position is being praised as a progressive step toward diversity by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. And one of the points that Spencer Overton, the president of the Joint Center, points out or makes is that black women play a critical role in our democracy. And so Senator Warren's appointment of a talented staffer like Ann Reed recognizes that Americans from all backgrounds can serve in a leadership role at the highest levels of government. And we know that's true. President Obama helped to prove that. We know that Ron Brown, working under President Bill Clinton, proved that. Hazel O'Leary, so many people of color have proven that. So I think it's great. I think that Senator Warren was on solid ground by appointing Ann Reed to that position. Don Bell says that, you know, as you've seen so far during the hiring season, the face of senior staff in the House and Senate is changing because of members who recognize that it's not enough to have diversity in electoral coalitions. Diversity and inclusion must be the centerpiece of policymaking, and it starts with staff. This move could be part of Warren's effort to court black voters should she decide to challenge President Donald Trump in a bid for the White House in 2020. As for now, she's created an exploratory committee that, as of December, late December 2018, early January, super early, and she's testing the waters before her potential run. So, what about Ms. Reed? What else convinced Senator Warren to appoint Ann Reed as her chief of staff? Well, she began serving as Senator Warren's senior advisor in October 2018. And so Senator Warren got a chance to see up close how this lady can lead. And then she named her as her new chief of staff. Before she served as senior advisor to Senator Warren, she had also worked for the Obama administration. In fact, began her work in D.C. politics in 2008, working as a congressional staffer in the U.S. House of Representatives under the Obama administration. And during that time, she served as a staff member and a legislative analyst for the House's Energy and Commerce Committee and the Oversight and Government Reform Committee for Democratic Representative Henry A. Waxman. In her final year on the Energy and Commerce staff, she was the lead Democratic staffer covering public health agencies and issues. So you're seeing how she has built up a resume that says, hey, you know what? I'm qualified to do this. She went on to work as a counselor to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell, where she was a member of the senior leadership team during Barack Obama's last years in office. She previously served as a legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Christopher A. Coons. She's worked for senators before. Listen to this. Following President Trump's inauguration, Ann Reid left government and teamed up with former Obama administration staffer Bobby Clark to create Concordis Strategy and Analytics in June 2017. That group researches public health issues, develops policy ideas, and proposes solutions to improve health and well-being. And she's worked in the nonprofit sector. In October 2017, she was named as the Chief Strategy Officer at Vision to Learn, which is an organization that offers free eye exams and glasses to children in low-income communities. She obtained a BA from Harvard and a master's from Chapel Hill, where she majored in, at Harvard, she majored in Hispanic studies. She also holds a master's degree in public health from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'll tell you what, well-educated and has a great resume of experience. She earned that promotion to position as chief of staff for Senator U.S. Warren. And as they have said so many times on commercials years ago, but wait, there's more. I want to talk with you about someone else who, with teamwork from members of the white community who are in positions of influence, are helping another person of color move up.